Definitely a lot of passion today on the floor in regards to what's going on with Granville and the Police Oversight Committee meeting. Just talk to us more about, you know, what you're hoping to see moving forward with everything.
I hope that the commissioner and the parties that be will commit to a date to hear some of the details that wasn't really heard through for the public. And this is something that has happened a year or so ago, and we're still scrambling for answers. As I asked Corporation Counsel, Mr. Granville cannot be recharged. So this the misdemeanor that he's been charged for, that's it. And that's a shame, because I think it goes further than just a misdemeanor. This is a miscarriage of justice that any normal person would have done something like that, and they probably would have been sent under the jail. But this person gets to walk, and that's unfair. And we talk about the mistrust of the police. We understand why, because it's incidents like this that fans the flames of distrust and dishonesty. And we talk about no snitching on the streets. Well, there's no snitching in the police department, because from what we understand, the police officers who were at the scene decided not to say anything. And so those are the types of things that we need answers for, because we need to answer to the public on what happened. Why did this happen? Why did it take so long to come forth? And at the end of the day, we need answers. And it shouldn't be we have to wait another month. We had August off. September, you're not available. October, we have to wait till. It's not right. And it goes part and parcel to what we had to do to get someone to even come to us for our oversight meeting, I believe in July, that there was a miscommunication. Well, it seems as though it was a miscommunication for a reason. And it's not necessarily because you forgot. It seems as though there's a cover-up. And we need to expose that, because at the end of the day, we have a responsibility to the residents of the city of Buffalo. Had it been any ordinary citizen, what happened would not have happened.
Are you open to see Grimalia come to Chambers?
I absolutely would like to have Grimalia come. Whoever is a part of this that we can get answers from, I absolutely would like them to come. So if we need to subpoena whoever, let's subpoena. I don't want to keep waiting. I don't think we keep on kicking the can. I think the council at times are very compassionate. Well, I'm running out of passion, because the people are running out of the trust of or distrust, because I see over and over again on Facebook how people distrust the police of incident after incident after incident, and it's not fair. And if we can hold people accountable, we should. I've been pushing for a police oversight, a civilian review board. We need that we need that desperately, because we have to have some separation. We have to have some independence in these investigations. These investigations don't seem to be too independent. It just seems as though the same parties that are connected, and it seems to be a cover-up. And although I can't say that with the Niagara District County, because they came and told us the truth. They told us what had transpired. But we need some more digging, and we need to make sure that our police officers are doing the right thing.
How difficult do you feel that the subpoena process could be? I mean, the request from the state attorney general's office was put out a few months ago, and while the governor responded to it saying that, you know, that's something that maybe should be looked into, still haven't heard anything from the state attorney general.
Yeah. I, you know, the thing that was missing in all this, that we as elected officials can put these requests out, but if the public doesn't join us, and that's what I'm going to urge the public. When you hear about these things, you need to come to these chambers, fill these chambers, because the people need to hear your voice. You heard as I was speaking about the issue with Mr. Granville, that folks are clapping and cheering because they understand what we're saying. And it's not just me talking to an echo chamber, it's me talking about the right thing that is affecting the quality of life of the residents of the city of Buffalo. So if we want a subpoena and they don't want to come, we need to send a loud message as the people come into these chambers and fill it, that we demand answers.
Speaking of these civilians, where do things stand in the process of proposing that civilian review board? Are you any closer to seeing that come to fruition?
I'm not any closer, but we have now a charter review commission, and I will be pushing that through the charter review commission with the body in hopes that we can get some traction on it. Because at the end of the day, it will probably have to go through a referendum that the public will have to sign on it. And I hope that what they've seen throughout the country, not just in Buffalo, will get people involved and engaged to make this thing happen. It's happening in other cities. It can happen and it can work. I don't want a field of people that are against police, and I don't want a field of people that are just for police. I want independent thinkers that can get through information and make a decision that doesn't take 2 years.
Why did you vote no for the planned police training facility at 379 Paderewski?
Because I voted against the use of the funds, because at the end of the day, I think we have a lot more urgent matters as it relates to housing and those types of things that we're going to look at putting a police training center in a community that says they don't want it. Now, as a council member, I don't have nothing to do with that. I'm not the council member in that district. However, where the money is being spent, I have an issue with that, because the money can be spent in housing and other areas that are desperately needed in our community. So that's why I voted against it. Not to go against the council member, because that's his district. He knows what he needs to do. But for me, those funds could be used elsewhere.
Care to share any thoughts on the capital bond issues with the comptroller's office?
I've said what I've said about it. I don't really want to go back and forth in it, because, you know, we have a new mayor that's going to be coming forth, so he's going to have to answer about that. I think I did answer it, that I didn't vote for it, because I think that, again, I have no problem with the school board. The school board's money is 97% reimbursable. I think that should have been one that should have been given. But the other portion of it, I do have questions on it as it relates to the city. And that's where my stance is.